He was fed up with Melinda's rebellious behavior. He feared that the day she becomes queen, she would wreak havoc on the nation. "Steve, can you please call the captain to ask about their progress?"
"I tried calling them several times, but no one seems to pick up," Sparkle said, coming in with the gifts that the townspeople had bestowed on the king.
"Don't worry, King Charles. They probably just encountered some bad weather," Steve said.
"Yeah, lad, you're right. I guess I just need some rest."
King Charles dismissed them and laid down on the bed, silently praying that his daughter wasn't carrying out a mischievous plan.
"We're losing control of the plane,"
the captain shouted as he tried to descend down to the nether.
"Keep going down! Don't stop!"
Lady Melinda clutched her seat and ducked down. Trays, seats, cushions, and trolleys were flying all over. People crouched below the seats to avoid being hit. The force field around the nether was preventing the plane from making a smooth landing. After a few tumultuous minutes, the plane landed, screeching as it stopped near the portal to the nether.
"We're here,"
the captain said, looking exhausted.